Hi guys, my name is Dom, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about myself and what life is like when you have to live it with a spinal injury. I grew up in a little coastal town 20 minutes north of Coffs Harbour called Woolgorga. My family lived on a few acres of land right on the edge of Wedding Bill's rainforest. It was a beautiful place to grow up, and it's only now looking back that I realise I had it pretty good. I spent every waking moment outside, either shredding in the surf with my mates or running around on the football field. After high school, I left Woolgorga and moved to Newcastle, where I began to study at university. It quickly became apparent that I had not made the best of choices in the course that I had picked and started to hate university. So I started looking for different options. A guy I worked with, called Mark Donaldson, who by the way, is now quite famous, and if you don't know who he is, you should go away and Google him. Anyway, Mark was about to join the army. What a stupid idea, I told him. Don't throw your life away for someone else's war. My comments had no effect on Mark. In fact, quite the opposite happened. He started telling me about what life was like in the Defence Force. Free healthcare, free dental, and you get paid to play sports and keep fit. Well, this was news to me. Mark left, and not long after, I applied to serve in the Royal Australian Air Force. I left my new life in the Defence Force on the 20th of September 2001. Now, to say that the first 10 weeks was hard is an understatement. Mark had forgotten to mention the yelling and screaming. It's hard to explain, but you get used to it. You realise he's not yelling at me inches away from my face because he's angry at me. He's just getting his message across. I felt like Forrest Gump. I was a square peg being put into a square hole. The Air Force was perfect for me. At the age of 23, 2 years after joining the RAF, my life was to be turned on its head. It was a hot summer's day, and as we did so often, my mates and I decided to head to the local lake and go for a wakeboard. We'd been there all day and it was starting to get dark, so I decided to go for a quick swim to wash the sand off. I'd been swimming in this spot all day, but must have been slightly to the side of where I thought I was. I remember diving in from a standing start and then nothing. Everything went black. I remember waking up face down in the water and tried to turn myself over. I couldn't move. I thought, just hold your breath a little longer and your mates will help. I held my breath and waited. I can't imagine what my mates were thinking, seeing my limp body floating face down in the water. I'm forever grateful that they didn't jump on me thinking I was joking. I managed to hold my breath long enough for them to get to me and flip me over. The next week is a blur for me. I'm told that I'm in the ICU at Melbourne's Austin Hospital and that I've shattered my C5-6 vertebra and it's left me a quadriplegic. My mum and dad are by my side. Mum's in tears. Not me. I'm not going to be a quadriplegic. They don't know who they're dealing with. I'll get better from this. The first few weeks are hard. Mum and dad have to go home to Woolgorga and I move to Sydney to be closer to my brother and them. Now, whenever people imagine a quadriplegic, they see a guy in a power wheelchair unable to move any part of his body, much like Christopher Reeves. I learnt that to be a quadriplegic meant that I had impaired movement in all four limbs. I slowly got enough movement to be able to pull my arm up to my face and scratch my nose with the back of my hand. I can't tell you how much it meant to me to be able to scratch an itch after a week of being unable to do it. Slowly different muscles came back and I was able to spend a few minutes each day sitting up. The first time they weighed me, I was shocked. I'd gone from a 103-kilogram guy able to run 100 metres in 13 seconds to a 78-kilogram skeleton unable to feed himself. This had happened in only a month. I was starting to realise that I was not going to fully recover from this, but I tried to keep positive. Rehab was hard and I was surprised to see so many young guys in there. I shared my room with four guys. One was 17 and had broken the same vertebra as me playing rugby. Another guy, 23, had broken his neck doing what he called a Superman dive onto a slip and slide. And the last guy was 21 and had broken his back in his car. I never thought of myself as a young and careless person, but when you see a rehab facility full like this of young people, you realise that there's a pattern. We take more risks when we're younger, a nurse explained to me. It's always like this, full of young boys. I spent my days in the gym and slowly my mates stopped visiting. Not because they didn't like me anymore, but because people move on. I spent a year in hospital and rehab and was relieved to be finally able to leave, to go back to Newcastle and be closer to my brother. That first year after having my spinal cord injury was the hardest of my life. The independence that I lost, the friends that I lost, and dealing with everything was just so hard. My day-to-day life now involves two nurses getting me up each morning, which takes about 2 hours. I then need them to make me lunch and help prepare dinner. They leave me after this until 8 o'clock at night when they come back to help me to bed. If I was to need more than 5 hours a day care, I would be forced to move into a nursing home so that I could be cared for. Imagine being 24 years old and spending the rest of your life in a nursing home. I've now spent 7 years as a quadriplegic, and it's been hard, but despite the obstacles, I've been able to start a website promoting information on accessible travel, buy a house of my own, learn to drive again in a highly modified van, start working, and as of this year, I've started back at uni. It's been a pleasure talking to you today, and I hope that if you only take one thing away from hearing me speak, it's this. Life is the longest thing that any of us will ever do, and it's going to get hard sometimes. But you can work through your problems. You may think your problems are too big and you'll never recover, but you are truly amazing and capable of more than you can imagine. Don't sit around and waste your life. Get out there and live it as best you can, and be your own miracle.